He's celebrating 25 years as a veteran of gospel music, and they're the globe-trotting, spiky-haired gospel music singing quartet that's taken the world by storm. Here we are again with Ernie Haas and Signature Sound.
Welcome to Daniel Britt and Friends, an hour of good music and fun conversations featuring gospel music's brightest new artists, as well as legendary tributes and memories from its past. Now, here is Daniel Britt.
The year 2011 is the year Ernie Haas celebrates 25 years in gospel music. That's no small feat. It's also the year that welcomes the new release of the studio project featuring incredible new tunes, creative arrangements, and a continuation of an international tour that is giving gospel music, honestly, a much-needed shot in the arm because, I'm telling you, the excitement you guys get internationally, I think you bring it back home. There's something contagious about that. And I've got all the guys here, Devin, Ernie, Ian, Doug, and Wayne. And let me tell you, first off, we've got to say congratulations to Ernie. 25 years. I didn't know you were that old.
I am. Look at my eyes. Can you not see the crow's feet?
You don't look it. You stay athletic. And honestly, tenor singers, as they get older, what happens to the voice?
They wear out. They wear out quick. George and Glenn used to say, we've wore out many tenor singers. You know what? The thing is, if I can get my rest, I get my sleep, and keep my sanity, it seems like, you know, my voice is made to do this. But the older you get and the more responsibility and the more we travel the way we do, it's very, very taxing. So I gotta learn to, at this age, I gotta learn to pace myself.
And the creativity, and I know all you guys take part in that creative stuff, but Ernie is, is the guy that's really heading this thing up. You would think the older you get, the less creative you would get, or the more, I don't know, stuck in your ways, but the old man still got it, right?
Oh, he's still got it, and he thinks more than all of us. He's a detail man. He pays attention to all the different detail. And you said the older you get, the more you lose it. I think the older we get, the more we get into. Yeah. So the more experiences we have, and you have all those experiences to pull from, and, man, it's been incredible.
Who's the youngest in the group?
It'd be me, Daniel, I guess, of the singers.
What do you look at these other guys, and do they wear you out? And you're one of the newest members.
No, they don't wear me out, but I got to say, man, they're older than I am, but it takes a lot to hang with these guys still.
With creativity, sometimes comes criticism. Do you guys, and with age, okay, this goes in with the age thing, too, because I think the older you get, the more, I don't want to say you don't care, but the more you see the time on the clock running out and you think, if I'm going to make a difference, I've got to get past the politics. I've got to get past all these hurdles and sacred cows, and there needs to be some slaughters along the way. So have you guys found that to be true?
Man, I think we've come to a point where we're doing what we love to do and the way we like to do it. And we've found if we just be ourselves and do the things the way we like it, most people, you're not going to please everybody, but most people are going to like it. And if we tell about our stories and what we've been through, a lot of those people have been through those same things. So we're just being who we are and doing what we love to do.
Ernie Haas and Signature Sound, Here We Are Again, is a brand new project, and you're hearing it on Daniel Britt and Friends.
Sometimes down, but still my soul is a heaven bound.
Swing, 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 sweet chariot, swinging to carry me home, me home, me home.
This is Daniel Britt and Friends, Ernie Haas and Signature Sound, sitting backstage, honestly, and this is fun, because you guys, the hair is kind of there, but not quite, but, and this is part of presenting the gospel. Obviously, it is about the message, but it's also about putting on a pretty good show, isn't it, Ernie?
We just got through, yeah, you're exactly right, we just got through rehearsing. We've got these new songs to put into our program, And so to do that, their lights have to be focused just right for the particular songs and the transitions. The content that would go on the screen behind us needs to match the lighting for that setting. And then we got to make sure we're standing in the right place. And on top of all that, the band and the singers, we have to sing and play the right notes. So, yeah, it's about trying to make what we do look easy. And it's the process that keeps it. It's like you were talking about being creative and keeping the juices flowing. That's the challenge that we love. And as well as we will do tonight, in our hearts, we know it can always be better the next night. And that's what challenges us. And I'm glad that we got like-minded guys and players that show up every sound check. It's not a sound check. It's actually a rehearsal, hoping that we can make the show better for the people and for the glory of God.
Ernie Haas and Signature Sound. You're listening to Daniel Britt and Friends. This is Daniel Britt and Friends. Ernie Haas and Signature Sound sitting around our table. And Ian Owens is one of the newest guys you've got on the bus with you. He's singing bass. He's doing a tremendous job. I love the tone that you bring. But you've got a good history in gospel music, too. They didn't just pick you up at the peach stand on the corner, did they?
No, but I do like peaches. So you might find me there.
He's a peach.
No, this is actually my 11th year singing professionally. 31 years old now. I started out with the Cumberland Quartet, which used to be at Opryland for a few years. I was there for a couple of years, which is how I know Wayne, because we were Daywind artists, and I got to work with the Wayne Hahn back in those days, too. So this is a cool return for me. But then after that, I actually stepped in and filled the shoes of Armin Morales for the Imperials. When he retired, stepped down from the Imperials, he hired me to be his replacement, which was pretty daunting task to feel. People ask me how it feels to fill the shoes of the person before you, and those were really big shoes to fill. I decided then that I'm not going to mess with other people's shoes. I'm just going to bring my shoes and put them in the closet and leave their shoes alone.
That's good.
Ian's not saying it, so Ernie, you say it for him. The only other person in the Imperials to sing that part?
That's right. They started in 1964, and the same year that the Cathedral started, and that was with Jake Hess. He founded that group, and Armin Morales was their first and only bass singer. So that's some big shoes to fill. And that's one thing that when we needed a bass singer, that's one thing that turned me on to Ian immediately, because having sung with George Johnson and having a melodic voice, I was looking for somebody that I was hoping for a low D. I mean, he gives us lower notes than that, but I was hoping just for a D because I wanted somebody who had a melodic singing voice. And then Wayne had played me and Devin had played me some stuff that Ian had done when he was like 19 or 20 years old with the Cumberland. I'm like, man, if he's got that kind of tonality and that kind of character to his voice at that age, I'd be interested to hear what he's got now. And he walked in the room and he sang this song that is on our brand new project. He sang the classic song, I Believe. And when he opened his mouth, we were at Wayne's condo, and we were trying not to, you know how it is like when you're going to go look at a house
or
a car, like, and you don't want to show your cards. You don't want to, but we're all looking at each other and we're all kind of smiling, going, that's all right, that's pretty good, that's pretty good. But we knew inside, man, if he wanted the job was his.
Were you nervous at that point, if they weren't showing their true emotions?
I had never been more nervous in my entire life. I mean, I was raised, cut my teeth on Southern gospel music.
Tell them your lineage.
Well, yeah, my grandfather sang bass with a local group called the Deacon Quartet, and my dad sings bass. He's been with groups like the Stamps, the Florida Boys. He was with Anchorman for a short time.
Grandpa sang bass?
Mama sang tenor.
Your mama sang
tenor? Yeah.
Oh, I had to get that in there.
I like to say I don't have a little brother, so he didn't join right in. But I grew up cutting my teeth on the Cathedral, so Ernie was a big part of my childhood, my gospel experience.
Listen, dude. Just turn it off. You've got the job, all right?
Yeah, you can't butter your bread too much. Right.
You're traveling with your hero.
Exactly. Well, yeah, absolutely. A very influential part of my gospel music raising, anyway. So to be in the room with them, I've known Devin for a long time. He was kind of like my rock of stability there. He helped me to be calm, but to be with Ernie and Doug, who I'd only ever seen on videos, you know, doing the thing, living the dream, and of course Wayne Hahn, it was terrifying for me.
Ian Owens, and he is the feature on I Believe on this new project. Here we are again, Ernie Haas and Signature Sound.
See the sky.
I believe above.
honest prayer will still be heard.
I believe that someone in the great somewhere hears every word.
Daniel Britt and Friends, Ernie Hassan's signature sound, produced by Wayne Hahn. Here we are again. And how many groups can say their producer travels with them? Now, some groups self-produce, but this was kind of, I think, the other way around. And he does travel with you as, I would say, just a bona fide member of the group now. But certainly, what advantage that must be. Ernie, you speak to that real quick, and then I've got a question for Wayne.
I'd be happy to. Yeah, Wayne came on the bus 4 years ago. We were working on the Dream One project, and we needed some help with our vocals. And I said, hey, man, just fly out and meet us. I think it was Minneapolis. And come help us with our vocals. And so he rode that weekend, and then the next weekend he got on the bus, and the next weekend he got on the bus. And we were needing a piano player, too. And he filled in playing the keyboards. And I'm like, hey, after about 3 or 4 months, I said, hey, are you staying on the bus, or do I still need to be looking for a piano player? And he goes, I'll stay as long as I feel like I need to be here. And so here we are four years later, and he's so busy producing other things, choral arrangements, and he does a lot of things that nobody even knows about. He does a lot of things in L.A. with American Idol, some of their orchestrations, and he did the orchestrations for Jessica Simpson's Christmas album, and he just turned down Justin Bieber's Christmas album. So I mean, so he's very, very busy, and we're very, very honored to have him with us however long he wants to be here.
Well, that was going to be that question, Wayne, because, I mean, he kind of answered a little bit. I'm going to say, have you had to turn down some things or say no or just quit doing some things in order to make this traveling thing work?
Well, you kind of, after a while, you can only produce so much, you can only write so much, I mean, you can only travel so much.
Yeah.
But the thing I like about Signature Sound is, although the travel dates are pretty strenuous because of the international tour, it's still, it's not the 250 dates that you hear of some groups, which is fine. I couldn't do that because of my writing and production schedule, but it's not as bad as some think, because when they think of Southern Gospel groups, they think, okay, they're gone all but 2 weeks of the year, and we're usually home on Sundays. I usually get on a Sunday morning or whatever, and we'll leave out Wednesday or Thursday. So he keeps my schedule pretty open for productions.
And working with Ian on this project, was it like putty in your hands, knowing that he had that melodic thing going on, that you could not just put him in the same old bass part, but you could throw him other places too?
Oh, you'll hear on this album many times where the bass flips up to a baritone part, because I grew up listening. I didn't grow up in the 40s, but I grew up listening to the music of the 40s and 50s, and a lot of those quartets, both gospel and secular, the bass would jump up and you would get this really tight four-part harmony. And when we were looking for a bass singer, my first request was find someone who can go up into the high register so that we can create some of that Four Freshmen sound or the old Statesman sound. So with that, I was able to pick some material with Ernie for this record that would showcase that. It's not really a feature, it's just what we're featuring is the harmony instead of one voice.
Ernie Hassan, Signature Sound. Here we are again, a 2011 release on Daniel Britt and Friends.
Staring into the storm with the clouds turning black and the wind's picking up, it feels like an attack of the powers of hell, waging war on my soul.
and I feel myself race in the fear and the cold. But I've been here before, and I'll be just fine.
I'll be just fine.
I've been here before. The sign of the sea, and it made it divide. But I've lived long enough to know what to do. I'm gonna wait on the Lord, and I'll keep praying through, 'cause I
listening to Daniel Britt and Friends. 2011, a year Ernie Haas celebrates 25 years, a year that Here We Are Again releases, also a year that the Beach Boys reunite. Now, there is a song on your project that when we heard it in the studio, we may be totally off on this, but in a very primitive, sophomore way, I said, that kind of sounds like a Beach Boys kind of a tune, and I can't remember the name of it right now, but you know what I'm talking about?
I bet you're talking about the song Every Time?
Yes.
Yeah, it is a 60s sock hop kind of feel. You know, the thing about the Here We Are Again project, well, it's the first project in 3.5 years where we've actually have brand new material, original material. So when we wrote the song, Wayne and I was writing, we had got up that morning, went to the gym when I was on the treadmill, and we had just written this deep song of gratitude called We're Thankful to You, and it's on the project. And we was on the treadmill, and I looked at him, I said, man, let's just write something that's just easy and just mindless. And he's like, really? And I'm like, yeah. And sometimes those are the songs that stick with people the most. Yeah. And this song, Every Time, I gotta tell you, it's like Getaway Jordan on steroids. It is just so full of fun. And the words literally have helped me through some tough times, because, you know, when I get down, when I get low, circumstances say I should lose hope. I've been here before. I know I'm going to be okay. So every time I call upon his name, he's faithful. And that's the crux of the song. And you can't sing that kind of song in a sad way. So this is one of the requests that people have asked of us. When you do another record, bring back the signature sound that we fell in love with 10 years ago. So the title of the record is Here We Are Again. The song that you're talking about is Every Time. And with Every Time, I can say to the fans of Signature Sound, here we are again. The Signature Sound that you fell in love with.
Every time
not tired, and it looks like my whole world could fall apart. I don't care when I'm scared, when I'm low, and the circumstances say I should lose hope. I don't care.
I don't care.
That's when I look up, that's when I see, and there's a God taking care of me.
Every time I call upon the Lord,
every time,
He is always sure to keep His word.
Every time,
when I need Him, He is never slow.
Every time,
He goes with me everywhere I go.
Makes me want to stand right up, it makes me want to shout. It makes me want to tell the world what life is all about.
Every time,
every time,
every time,
every time.
That's right. Down when the nights are long and good news can't be found. Don't give up if your friends turn away and you wonder how you'll make it one more day. Don't give up. Trust the one who won't ever be, and when he comes to you,
he'll
be saying we'll be every time.
Every time I call upon the Lord.
Every time.
He's always sure to keep His word.
Every time.
When I need Him, He is never slow.
Every time.
He goes with me everywhere I go.
Makes me want to stand right up and makes me want to shout. Makes me want to tell the world what life is all about. Makes me want to raise my hands and makes me want to move. Gotta jump for joy because I know what I'm gonna do.
Every time.
Every time I call upon the Lord.
Every time.
He is always sure to keep His word. Never slow. He goes with me everywhere I go.
Makes me want to stand right up and makes me want to shout.
Hey!
Makes me want to tell the world what life is all about.
Every time.
Every time.
Every time.
Every time. Every time.
Every time.
Every time I call upon the Lord.
Every time.
He is always here to keep
every
His word.
Every time.
When I need Him, He is never
hey,
slow.
Hey, hey.
Makes me want to stand right up and makes me want to shout. Makes me want to tell the world what life is all about.
Every time,
every time,
every time,
every time.
You're listening to Daniel Britt and Friends with Ernie Haas and Signature Sound, and Devin McLamory is the new kid on the block, and we've heard some of your story, obviously. You are Dixie Melody Boys, Karen Peck and New River. You've had the hair for a while, so it was a natural fit to, just to bring the voice along, right? And the look to the group.
Thanks, man. I've been a fan of these guys for years, and Ernie, we were actually doing an interview the other day and kind of reminiscing. I remember 10 years ago sitting in California in an auditorium with Doug and Ernie, and just, I mean, in tears, just, we were just talking about our dreams and stuff. I was like, man, I want to do this. This is my life. This is what I want. And we were out there rehearsing a song a while ago that I've been wanting to sing with these guys for 10 years, and we finally put it back on the record. And it's a song called Stand By Me. And it's what, man, to me, it's, and as a fan of Signature Sound, it's what brought these guys to the party.
Yeah.
And so when I got here, I was like, man, when are we going to sing Stand By Me? And Ernie said, well, we've kind of shelved it for a little while. Man, I was distraught. I was like, you gotta be kidding me. And when it comes time to do this record again, they threw it on the table, and I was so excited. But like Ernie said earlier, you know, I didn't want to give all my cards away, but dude, I was pumped. I was thrilled.
Yeah.
And so rehearsing it a while ago, just today, man, I was like, here we go. It, man.
Living the dream.
Here we are again.
Here we are again. That's right. Thank you. You get it.
He's old, but he's quick, isn't he? Okay, so Devin, being here, what, 2 years? 2011 makes 2 years, right? Ian's not been here that long. What advice have you given him? And 2 years later, as you look back, can you believe all the places you've been and stuff?
Man, my mind is blown as far as all the places we've been. I've been all over the world, and we talk about it all the time. We're humbled and excited all at the same time. But when Ian came along, Ian and I have been friends for years, man. And with his tenure with the Imperials, we'd sing together occasionally. And the thing I told Ian, I said, was that exactly what Doug and Ernie told me. Just know your stuff when you get there. And he does, man. He's killing it. People love him everywhere we go.
That's right.
They say that genius minds, creative minds, sometimes are perfectionistic because they want it, they see it, and they want to capture it, and they want to go after it. And sometimes they're hard to work for because they demand excellence. Is Ernie, now he's sitting here, it's going to be hard
here
to answer this question.
You may have to repeat the question again. You got to understand my boss is sitting right beside me.
I understand, but is he...
I'm not ashamed of that.
It would probably be a compliment if you said he was hard to work for. So no, there you go.
I'll say this, and Doug and Wayne have worked for any longer than I have. I'll say this. Looking from the outside in, people would think, okay, he's got to be a slave driver. He's got to be hard to work for. Yeah. But I think us in here knowing what it takes to keep this ball rolling and wanting to see the same results that he wants to see, we're okay with that. If you don't want to work hard and you don't want to see us grow, and get out. Go work somewhere else. We're fine with that because we're all competitive. We're all sports-driven. We've all been on a team before. And so we're okay because we see the leader pushing us, but he's doing it while we're doing it. He's not do it as I say do. You know, he's do as I do. And so we're fine with that. Maybe I'm speaking on behalf of all of us. Maybe I'm not. But I feel like we're all on the same page when it comes to that.
Sure. I'm proud of the guys because they see that. And you have to have like-minded guys in every area, not just the harmony. You have to have harmony off the stage. And I am hard to work for. My dad was hard to work for. And he made me so mad. But I thank God for what he instilled in me, the ethic. Yeah. And I will say this, anybody that's ever been in part of this group or will leave and somebody else will come apart, I always hope they leave healthier, and I hope they always leave in a better position financially. Mm-hmm. Hopefully they leave with the built ethic. Things just don't come easy, and I'm not that gifted, so I've had to work very, very hard at the things I do. And getting upset and getting frustrated on the field, I mean, Doug and I played ball, and we go up and down the court, and I mean, we're in each other's face, but it's because we want to win. And so Wayne's more quiet.
But I'm a slave driver.
But Wayne's just as much a slave driver.
In a different way.
So it's not. It's not. You know, something that's unfocused. There's a reason for it. And
method behind the madness.
There is a method. And when you're out there in front of the stage, in front of all those people, and you're traveling, it's almost military. You go back to your training. Mm-hmm. You're in the battle. And if you don't have some chemistry, and you know what the other person's thinking without talking, then you can win that. So, and I've always told the guys, you may hate me now, but when we get in the foxhole, you're going to be glad you're on my team.
Well, it's like the old saying goes, if you sweat in preparation, you won't bleed in battle.
Yeah.
And I think we're on the same page.
Well, especially in this kind of a work environment or this kind of a field, I guess, different maybe than just an assembly line type thing. You know, at that point, you may max out, you do what you do it well, and then, you know, and then that's it. You rest on that. This field, you got to keep reinventing, you got to keep improving. If you can hit that high note, well, that's cool, but you got to maintain it and you got to do something else to slide up to it, or I mean whatever terms you guys use, but that's what I see. And and sometimes that might not feel good in the moment when you get some what do they call it, constructive criticism, but I think ultimately it's all for the good.
There's always heat, and then like I said, you know, Wayne is a slave driver too, in the fact that just one time we were rehearsing and we just wasn't getting it right, and he just stopped playing. He said, guys, do it the way it was on the CD. It's out there in the lobby. Go pick it up. Yeah. He turned around and walked off.
Yeah.
And, you know, it was just, so it was like, we got that. You know, we got that. And it was like, you know, some people may not respond to that, but we respond well to that. And my coach in football, which is one of the songs that features Devin that's on this record, it's called I've Been Here Before. I was in the weight room. I was lifting. And, you know, you get no extra oomph to lift the weights by screaming.
Yeah.
But one particular time, and so he didn't allow you to scream. So the one particular time I was went, ah! You know, and he just, of course, this is 25 years ago, you could get away with it. He popped me in the head. And he said, shut up. Act like you've been in here before. And that has stuck with me in my Christian walk. First thing that goes into your mind when you get a challenge, and still yet, because we're human, we scream, why me? Whatever, you know. And we just need to remember, I've been here before, I'm going to be fine, and God's come through every time. So these songs that's on this record, more than any record we've ever recorded, I believe... you don't hear me talking about us mixing it at Capitol Records in Hollywood. You hear me talking about the songs. They're going to impact people's lives.
Now there's a time we feel alone. Although we could have known. Oh, Lord. Stand by me.
Stand by me.
now on. Lord, pick me up. Help me to drink.
Help me to drink of this bitter cup
till I reach my home and glory.
Oh Lord,
stand by me.
Lord, stand by me.
Oh, stand by me, Lord.
Oh Lord, stand by me.
While I Jesus and my brother, it was amazing, Lord, how you kept me. It was your grace, Lord, that brought me a great Redeemer.
And signature sound. You're listening to Daniel, Britt, and Friends. We're hearing songs from this project. Here we are again. I haven't talked to Doug much because honestly, we featured him in a full hour recently because he's got a solo project out. And you know, as it goes in gospel music, he's probably leaving soon, so we're not going to worry.
Please don't start that.
You
got to
make that announcement now.
Yeah, you got to make that announcement. No, we talked about that a lot. You had a, I think you have a shortcut on your keyboard that is an automatic reply on those rumors, right, that you're leaving.
Sure.
So how have you been incorporating your solo material into the quartet's stage?
Like Wayne says, Ernie gives us a lot of freedom. I mean, when we work together as a group, we work very hard as a group. We have an extreme schedule that takes us all over the world. But when we're not working, Ernie gives me that freedom and gives me a huge plug every night on stage to tell everybody I've got the solo CD out and for people to come and call and book me. And that's a huge platform to have. So I love what we're doing. I love the opportunity to go out and sing by myself. It's just a different avenue, but it's... Man, it's great.
Let me talk to that. We were in Fort Worth, Texas, a couple weeks ago, and the late great Glenn Payne's brother, Kenneth Payne, came, and I had given him Doug's solo CD at Quartet Convention in September, and he came back during intermission. The guys were in the lobby, and he said, "Man, I really love Doug's solo CD. He's got some heart, got some great rhythm and great phrasing." So Kenneth, he's heard it all, and he said, "Can I tell Doug how much I liked it?" Mm-hmm. I knew exactly what he meant when he said that. That old quartet guy came out and he goes, can I tell him? I said, yes, you can tell him. He goes, I just know how it is. You know, in quartet world, they get an itch and they're going to leave. Yeah. I said, you know what? I'm not going to live in fear. Yeah. I said, if Doug wants to go, I will bless him and I'm happy for him. But that's not going to happen. You tell Doug. And I said all that to say this. It thrills me. Last week, Doug was in Atlanta and he was doing a concert for the Special Olympics there, mm-hmm. and that's that chapter. And he calls me and says, I'm getting ready to go on stage, and here's what's going on. And I'm sitting at home, and I'm like, you know what? I get part of that blessing, too. Mm-hmm. When he's out here producing some group or orchestration, I feel like I'm connected to that. And I would love to see Devin and his wife go sing some stuff together. Mm-hmm. She's got a fabulous voice. I'd love to see Ian to go do some things. Because the older I get, I'm like an old tire. The more I'm on the road, the more tread comes off of it.
Yeah.
You know, so if these guys can go and do things and make, not only make a name for themselves, but minister, and I can have a few more days at home, I think it just makes Signature Sound that much more stronger.
Ernie Haas and Signature Sound. Here we are again. You're listening to Daniel, Britt, and Friends.
Staring out the window as a storm comes blowing fast across the field. It made me think about you, how the thunder made you shiver, and the lightning always scared you. Does it still? I guess that's a silly question, 'cause there are no storms in heaven. Well, at least as far as anyone can tell. Oh, sometimes I wonder, sometimes I wonder. Standing at your bedside, you were so concerned with leaving us behind. We held on to you tightly, and you told us you were worried that we'd be okay. Has heaven eased your mind? Do you know how much we miss you? Do you wish we were there with you? Do you get to think about us anymore? Oh, sometimes I wonder. Sometimes I wonder, do you ever see the sights and think this must be some fantastic dream? Can you wrap your mind around the things you see? Or is it more than you can comprehend to think today will never end and all is peace and joy eternally? Entered heaven, did you walk or did you break into a run? Even though you've never been there, did it feel like home already? Were you welcomed by the Father and the Son? Did you bow in humble reverence just to stand there in the presence? Did they take you in their arms in sweet embrace? Oh, sometimes I wonder, sometimes I wonder, I wonder, sometimes I wonder, I wonder. Sometimes I wonder.
You're listening to Daniel Britt and Friends with Ernie Haas and Signature Sound. This is a question I've been asking a lot of artists lately, okay? And speaking of tires and speaking of tread, here we go. We'll go around the room here and say, you know Mike Rowe, Dirtiest Jobs Guy?
Yeah.
You ever watch that on the bus?
I don't think we have.
But I mean, we've all watched it separately.
But we will now.
Yeah. Okay, well... if he were to come to you, hypothetically, theoretically, if he comes and he says, Ernie, Devin, Ian, you guys, take me back to the dirtiest job you've ever done, whether it was an occupation or whether it was just you had to deal with the sewage at your house.
My dad owns a lot of rental property, and so there was one day he couldn't get under the trailer because, speaking of spare tires, he had ones around his waist. And so I was small enough to get under there, and I evidently cut the wrong pipe, and needless to say, someone else's sewage ended up all over me. So I'd say that goes in my top.
And you're a gospel singer with stage lights and everything.
Yeah. It's like Ernie said, I knew from then on out I didn't want to work for a living.
Yeah, right.
I like that.
Oh, I think the dirtiest job I had was when I was in high school. I worked for a pizza place, and let me tell you, cleaning ovens has got to be the most tedious and probably the dirtiest. It's amazing what will build up in an oven. And it takes forever to get it out of there, and then you're just covered from head to toe. It's like soot in a fireplace or something. They're awful.
I was going to say, but at least it was edible at one time, but even that was edible at one time.
Oh, my God.
Well, speaking of edible, I worked when I was in high school. In the summertime, I worked on a pig farm that was right around the corner from our house. So there was the slop crates there, and I wound up face first in that a couple of different times. So that's great to eat.
Nasty.
Hope nobody's eating dinner at this.
The prodigal son parable has new meaning for you, right?
Yes, it does.
That's gross. You know, it's not often that I don't have a story, but I haven't really had many messy jobs. I had a messy experience at a job one time, but it was it happened to somebody from me. It didn't happen to me. I used to work at a pharmacy. Actually, when these guys called me, I was working at a pharmacy, and we used to have to mix suspensions, antibiotic suspensions for children or whatever. And I went back to the mixing station, and I had just started. I'd been there for like 2 weeks, and my pharmacist was sitting in his chair. His name is Les. He's sitting in his chair there, and I go to mix a suspension, and I haven't put the cap on right.
Oh, no.
But I didn't know that I hadn't. And I started shaking the bottle, and I'm looking around somewhere else looking for customers. And I turn around, and he's covered head to toe in pink antibiotic liquid, head to toe. And he is just... It was terrible.
Bubblegum flavored?
Oh, I don't know. I think it was hate flavored.
My messiest job when I was a kid, I always had to work in my dad's business. He's a sheet metal worker, and he had his own upstart business, and it was commercial. So before the big jobs came, we had to do a lot of like car rental places and stuff, where we had to go in and retro the air duct system under the houses or the establishment. So I'm crawling in this dirty crawl space, and I'm hanging this duct and driving the nails and doing all this work in only like a 2.5 foot space. And all of a sudden, I turned to my left and saw face to face with this dead dog that was half rotted and like getting fleas everywhere. And it was just gross. And I was probably eighth grade, ninth grade. Of course, child labor laws, my dad didn't have any, but that's just the way it was. And I screamed bloody murder like a 6-year-old girl. And I was like, ah! My dad was, I could hear him up there through the floorboard. He goes, "What's wrong?" I said, "There's a dead dog down here right next to me." "He's dead. He ain't going to bite. Keep working."
He's dead.
That's dead. Ray Haas, man. That's how I was raised.
And now you know what it's like to work with Ernie. This is Daniel Britt and Britt.
We're still singing. We're still singing.
What's that sound down in Jericho?
Singing, singing in the midnight hour.
Watching, waiting for the trumpets to blow.
Singing, singing in the midnight hour.
God's people marched 7 times around. The walls of the city came a-tumbling down. They were led by a heavenly power. Singing in the midnight hour. What's that sound coming out of the jail?
Singing, singing in the midnight hour.
Creatures with no one to go their bail.
Singing, singing in the midnight hour.
They prayed till the Lord started shaking the ground. They never even knew when the walls came down. Surrounded by a heavenly power. Singing in the midnight hour.
God's people know that deliverance comes when the troubles and the trials are finally done. The world keeps bringing on the flood and fire.
Is the new project by Ernie Haas and Signature Sound, and you get through all the tracks of it, and then you come, and we started the show talking about international success, and the final track is a cool sounding, but different sounding, but I like it, and it's live concert footage or audio cut from Bucharest, Romania. Okay, so Wayne, were you present for that?
I was. Actually, we were going to debut that in Siegen, Germany. And Bucharest was like the third leg of that trip. Siegen was way down. And we had just gotten our rehearsal tracks back, where everyone learns their parts. So we were out rehearsing, and Ernie had this harebrained idea to do it that evening. So everyone's getting ready and getting nervous. But I don't think we could have chosen a better city.
Oh, man.
Because, I mean, but even before that song, we got out there. I mean, the first tune we did, I think, was Someday from the Getaway Jordan album. Those Romanians are amazing, amazing listeners. I mean, they eat it up, and they're so young. I mean, I feel old, and I'm not old.
Yeah.
But I mean, they think they treat Southern gospel like they would rock and roll. Mm-hmm. I mean, if they feel like they're into it, they jump out of their seat. They turn on the lighter. They raise the hand. You would have thought we were Lynyrd Skynyrd out there or something, but because of the way they were reacting, and they were just really into what we were saying, and they understood the words too. They understood the message.
Here in the States, when you travel, if you're in the South, you probably get a different reaction than if you're in the Northeast or if you're in the Midwest or West Coast. It's perceived differently. Oh, you're Southern gospel, and they put an emphasis on Southern, you know, because it's different than Northern gospel or something, or Black gospel, or whatever that may be a preconceived notion here in the States. So when you're overseas, do they just see you as just a Christian artist? Our churches and Christian people overseas, they're just accepting of your music just because it sings about Jesus?
That's one thing I love about any country outside the U.S. when it comes to what we do. There are no boxes. We are not categorized or put into... They love harmony. I think that's why they really enjoy the Southern gospel so much, is because you don't hear a lot of groups in Australia and Europe and Africa, except for maybe choirs. And people love harmony. Mm-hmm. They love four parts.
All right, Doug, out of all the guys in the group, when you guys were really starting to do all this international stuff, which one of you was the most experienced with international travel?
Well, I mean, I think we all, probably Wayne, because Wayne's traveled over to Prague so many different times, and Wayne's a world traveler. Wayne takes it all in. He studies the history of it. Of course, Ernie would probably be next because he traveled all over with the cathedrals, but we're all kind of learning it together. I mean, we've been through a lot together as far as that goes. We're learning how to pack a little bit better and learning what food to take. And
were there any funny questions or, you know, you kind of felt dumb asking the question, but you had to ask it anyway before you went on those trips the first time?
What plugs to take? I mean, you never know. I mean, because we all have, everybody knows we're guys like girls. We have hair dryers and straightening irons and phones, of course, and the plugs. What plugs to take? And
well, it was fun to have the band with us and the younger guys. I mean, Devin's the youngest of the singers here, but we got a couple 26-year-old guys that have never been outside of... our guitar player, Kelly, has never even flown. He's never been outside of Kingsport, Tennessee. So we had him convinced that at each border, you had to get new shots. They had stations set up where you got all these tetanus shots and like that. So he was just scared to death.
That's pretty funny. And your band, I'm glad you mentioned that. You guys have... I love the way you just embrace that idea, and then you don't just think about it, you actually execute it, and you do it, and you take a band on the road with you. I think that adds, do you agree, that adds so much more to your night?
The energy, and the flexibility to be able to look back and look at the guys and say, this is the audible, here's what we're going to do. It brings another element, and... you know, we've all talked about us being influenced by other singers. You know, there's people out there who are musicians and orchestrators and arrangers and producers. So to have every element of music in this group, hopefully we are sowing some seeds that there will be another generation of players and producers like Wayne Hahn. So that's part of the grand scheme of things.
Ernie Haas of Ernie Haas and Signature Sound here on Daniel Britt and Friends, featuring the new project, Here We Are Again.
Ladies and gentlemen,
Doamnelor și domnilor,
please make welcome for the very first time Bucharest, Romania.
Să le spunem bun venit pentru prima dată în București, România.
Debuting their brand new song, Any Other Man.
Interpretând cel mai nou cântec al lor, Any Other Man.
Ernie Haas and Signature Sound.
Said, take her away. Instead, he wrote forgiveness in the sand. Any other man would have called the leper's plight unfortunate,
but part of some great plan. But Jesus wasn't any other man.
Oh,
Jesus wasn't any other man.
Surely walked on by the blind man begging there beside the road.
Any other man here in Lazarus had died would join the mourn of sorrow as it flowed.
But Jesus wasn't any other man.
This is Daniel Britt and Friends, Great Songs. Here we are again, the Project Ernie Haas and Signature Sound. Earlier, we were talking about how some songs are just fun. I think you guys wrote a song. The Every Time song is one of those. Now, I've been thinking a lot about Hollywood, how Hollywood views gospel music here lately. And even if you look at like the TV show like Glee, where you have a lot of this, a lot of times you get the perception that they only know one or two gospel songs, period. And that's all they ever include. Amazing Grace, Oh Happy Day. But you think about that, and some people will say, well, those aren't the most theological sound, Oh Happy Day. But really it is, if you go back and look at the lyrics of it, and it's one that's catchy. Yeah, it may be overused in Hollywood, but that's a pretty good one to use. So there's something to it. Would you say in choosing this, you're looking for a creativity? Sometimes that comes with intricacy, but sometimes it comes with utter simplicity.
Well, I believe that the kingdom of God is universal. And therefore, you have, when it comes to commercial music, and I know it is gospel, but in the real world, it's still considered commercialism. Mm-hmm. So when you put on that hat, you have to understand the human mind. Christian or not, we all have attention span of about 9 seconds. And you can only go so deep in theology. You can go there because we do sing to mostly Christians. So, songs like the ballads, Love Carried the Cross, you can go into a little bit of theology there, or a little bit more of a story. But songs like Every Time, just like any pop secular song or country secular song, some of those fast tunes, they need to be able to spit it back at you after they hear it two or three times. And that's how, you know, when we take classes and go to seminars, they tell us that's how you create a commercial hit. And you just have to find the commercialism and then put the word into it as well. But it's the same process.
It's a vehicle to carry the gospel.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Okay, so Doug, Ernie didn't really want to talk about it. I'll let you talk about Capitol Studios, right? Capitol Records in California. Talk about the significance of that to people who don't really understand studios and what makes one better than another.
Well, some of the best Hollywood magic and music has been recorded there. Actually, Michael Bublé just got done recording his Christmas project there. Of course, in the history, Frank Sinatra, Dean Martin, Katy Perry was right next door in the next studio. Wow. So it's just something, that kind of extra magic and bells and whistles that you put on a project to make it sonically sound the way that Wayne and Ernie wanted it to sound. And when we all got their mixes back, we were amazed because they heard it first. They were there together, and it was incredible just to be a part of something that so many of those great artists over history have made those projects there.
Sonically signature sound. I like that. And you can get it online through your web store, catch the tour dates there, and you've got a backstage DVD, all that.
Yeah, we've got a lot of new things coming up, and we've totally revamped our website, and we're really, really focusing on Facebook for the mere fact it's a place where everybody can come and interact with us, and then us with them, too. So we're doing a lot of neat things there. That you mentioned the 25 years in gospel music. The guys have put together a wonderful contest. February 2013, we will be doing our first cruise. Mm-hmm. And so we're going to do a contest within the next couple days. And the winner of that contest is going to win a trip for two on our cruise next year. So a lot of neat things. So I would appreciate if everybody would just go pay us a visit and pre-order the new CD. Here we are again. And you're right, we're giving away a backstage pass. The things that you're seeing right now back here, we've let a film crew follow us around for a couple of days. So we've got a documentary on that.
And congratulations on 25 years, Ernie, and the rest of the guys for a great new project that's out. And Ian, you're doing great. You're a team. You can tell that not only when it comes to basketball, and that's been an ongoing thing with you guys. You guys love to play together. You love to work together, sing together, and eat together, have fun together, travel. So
eat here.
Yeah, eat some more. So thanks for joining us. Thanks for taking your time. And I know you got to go sing, so we'll let you do that.
Daniel, thank you for everything you do, too.
You've been listening to Daniel Britt and Friends. Each week, Daniel brings you exciting music, conversation, and news updates from the world of Southern gospel. You can hear many of the interviews again online at danielbritt.com. Make a date next week for Daniel Britt and Friends.